Blog Talk Radio.
We are live again, Reality Radio, putting on a last-minute show. Going to talk about the challenge. We got Andrew back with us today. And, hold on. And Stefan should be joining us any minute now. So let's just go ahead and get started. Oh, I think he's up here. Hold on, let me put Stefan on.
Hey, what's up, Whit? Stefan. What's up, Andrew?
What's up?
What's going on?
Not much. It's cold here
all together.
In Jersey. Yeah, I know.
All
right.
Let's just jump right into it. Yeah, we're just going to talk about the challenge. I just talked about the real world with Bruno yesterday.
I just got to say, how awesome was this week for reality TV?
For what?
For reality TV in general.
It was great. It was a great week.
We had so much going on. I mean, Wednesday night was my favorite night with Survivor, Amazing Race, and Catfish all in one night. I was in reality TV.
Yes. It was crazy. This week was crazy, This was reality. This was reality TV.
Well, one of our favorite shows, The Challenge, was amazing this week. I love this episode. This season of The Challenge is really turning out to be a surprise for me. I don't know the spoilers, but usually you can tell who's going to make it at least to this point. You know, usually
you
have Wes, Bananas.
But
you
now
it's
so confusing. It's all up in the air.
Yeah.
Anyone
so much
anyone.
The fact
all
that Jay and Jenna are still in the competition is amazing to me.
It is amazing.
And I give props to them.
I'm ready for them to leave.
I wish MTV would do the same thing CBS does and just play next week on The Challenge, not show us so much at so little time, because I wish I could say I was as surprised as you, TJ, as you guys are to TJ and Jenna in. But I remember beginning of season 8, when TJ said about the twist, they were still there.
Yeah.
That could have been edited, though, because at the same time, Zach and Jonay were in that shot as well, and they're gone. So they edited that stuff. Because I remember seeing Zach in that shot when you hear TJ say about the twist, they were there. So I think they just, cut and edit that in. So,
probably.
Yeah, I didn't think.
Probably.
But, as far as, the commercials and the promos go, I cut that out. I don't watch it. I mute it. And I change the channel or something. I just don't look at it because I know they suck it. They're horrible at editing and not, including spoilers. So I don't even...
They did good that time around.
A really good job with it, I mean, there really wasn't anything much promoted about Survivor other than the fact that it was going to be on. And after each episode of Survivor, they just preview what's going to happen next week. They don't even give much away either. But I wish a Real World and the Challenge and Ariel One would do.
Let's just jump right into it. Amazing episode. I don't know where to start. I mean, what we left off with, they started with Jordan and Sarah. Because the week before they had some issues and, we had the whole common discussion with Jordan, Zach, and Johnny and whatnot. But, Jordan and Sarah have been having some issues and Sarah decided to write a little letter, to Jordan.
Suggested by Teresa.
As far as the editing goes,
as
far as the editing goes, they really haven't. At least from what I'm seeing, they haven't really argued as much as other teams have. So I think they're not showing us the whole picture with the Sarah and Jordan dynamic.
You know why they're not showing us the whole picture? And I already explained this to Stefan. We text back and forth. And for me, I feel like Jordan and Sarah getting the winning edit. That's what I feel like, because I've heard interviews
favoritism
and what people say Jordan was a jerk. He was, you know, he was just a piece of crap in the house. And you know, he was still the same way he was on Free Agents, you know. But they're not showing that.
Showing
why? Because
right,
they don't want people to, like, hate him.
Well, that's
true.
That's
yeah.
why.
That could be true, yeah.
Because
they don't, they always
give... Zach's...
What'd you say?
Zach's getting most of the spot for being the douchebag. It's not.
Yeah, so he's definitely getting a real bad edit this season.
Well, I've never liked him. I always saw this side of him. So this doesn't really surprise me. I'm shocked that MTV is actually showing us this much of like how horrible
it's like
he is.
Overboard, you know? It's a lot.
But he's giving them the footage. You know, you can't blame.
Yeah, that is true.
MTV.
And it just makes you wonder, was he always like this? And they just didn't really show it on past challenges?
Maybe since the challenge, I think. Because remember on his season, you know, he like always prided himself of being like a good little Christian boy. He treated women like, you know, with respect.
Yeah.
And, you know, he looked down on a lot of people, really.
Yeah.
And now it's like we're seeing this different side of him where he's like just trash, you know. And so I think it's since he joined the challenges.
I know Ashley from New Orleans actually spoke out on this on her radio station. Did you guys check that out? About how
no, I know. What'd she say?
I honestly don't know because I haven't listened to it yet, but I know she spoke out about it. That MTV Channel 26 tweeted that out. I'd have to check that out later.
Oh, you didn't listen to it?
Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet, but the episode, from what I remember, started out with Naya telling Zach, oh, your girlfriend's got to leave. That's the first thing I remember.
Yeah. Naya, she wanted, she thinks it's time for Jane Jen to leave. Yeah, they don't want Jane Jen to be in the final, pretty much.
And she's making a rookie mistake right there because a team like Jay and Jenna love the dude, but he is the skinniest one out of all of them. I mean, Zach could definitely beat him in anything. Well, not Zach's gone now. Jordan can beat him in anything. Wes can beat him in anything. Leroy can beat him in anything. Don't you want him there? I mean, that was a rookie mistake when I had to face him, though. They got to go. I know she's still mad about them throwing him in, and that's fine and everything, but Jay and Jenna are going to be how Knight and Preston were treated in Rivals 2.
I think that was just, that was like, I feel, because they don't have any other teams there that have their back, Leroy and Naya. And Jay and Jenna obviously are in cahoots with Zach and Janae and Jordan and Sarah. So I think that was just.
You mean Wes and Teresa?
Wes and Teresa. So I think her saying that was just her kind of like saving. What do you say?
I don't think they're aligned with Jordan and Sarah.
Well, they saved them that one time, and I'm just saying that they, like, Jordan and Sarah would probably save them before they saved Leroy and Naya. You see what I'm saying? So I think that was just kind of Naya's way of just lashing out and kind of like, because she see that her ticket is about to be pulled again before Jay and Jenna's. So she just kind of lashing out saying, oh, they be here.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just kind of throwing dirt on another team to take some attention off of her.
I don't really blame her for wanting to get rid of Jay and Jenna for that reason.
Yeah.
You know?
But ultimately, they realized that it wouldn't be a smart decision. Because they would have accomplished absolutely nothing but getting out a weak team that they can beat. So, I feel like they just got their emotions out.
That's why I think they switched up their vote and they actually threw in, you know, a decent team, you know, Zach and Jhonae in the long run.
You're definitely getting that stuff.
Even though I think they could have beaten Zach and Jhonae too, but that's another story.
Yeah.
That's another story.
Yeah.
Let's get to this challenge. Amazing challenge. I loved it. It reminded me of
Battle of the
Sexes 2. And, you know, went back to those old school challenges, you know, where it's not just about swimming but buoy or crap like that. It's about...
Yeah, this is something cool that stuff. We would have probably also saw on Fear Factor, too. This is some, like, scary-ish right here.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Wes had the best line in the challenge. He's like, there's a reason why I take time off of my 30 companies, however many companies he runs, to do stuff just like this.
Yeah.
It's freaking awesome.
Pretty cool. Freaking awesome.
So the challenge is like jumping from truck to truck, and, you know, got to, you know, just kind of swap the balls, whatever, to different trucks. And to see, then obviously Jay and Jenna put Leroy and I at first.
Yeah.
And
I don't blame them for doing that.
Through that. They just breezed through that. Leroy and I, like, I think
they
it was Teresa who said, like, it looked like Nia's,
yeah,
like, jumping over the puddle.
It was Teresa. From what people have said on, I think AfterBuzz said it, that girl's got some legs, so it wasn't a surprise that she was able to do her thing.
She has long legs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? So does Jenna. Jenna's tall.
Yeah, but she's not as coordinated. But she did good, too, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying, just because you have long legs doesn't mean you can, you know, be good at this stuff. But, yeah, but I know what you mean. Shout out to Nia for, you know, for killing it.
Who went second? I think it was Zach and John A. that went second. What surprised me?
The rules were very vague in this challenge. Don't you guys agree?
No, they were simple.
They're pretty much straightforward for me.
Because
I
felt like...
Why did Zach's last ball not count? Was he on the platform to see him as John A.? Is that why?
I guess it could have been penalized for her jumping at the end and then, like, not even making it back to the original truck. But
No. What happened was that he left the truck before John A.
Oh, you're talking
got
about
back.
That one.
You're supposed to wait until your partner actually gets back to the truck and then you go. But he left before she got back.
Yeah, and that's what.
So that's why that ball
why
didn't count.
He probably didn't even realize he was doing that. He was probably just ready to go back on the next truck and collect those balls. But I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, and then he's like yelling at John A.
Yeah,
and,
for,
you know, blaming her
and for no reason. But then you effed it up the entire time, and they would have won. Right? It
so
wasn't
Zach
the time.
Really,
it was more about.
I'm making a prediction. I'm going to make a quick prediction here. John A., after what she's seen go down in this season with her and Zach, I don't see her hooking up with any guy in this challenge ever again.
No, I doubt it.
It's a bold prediction, but I don't see
true,
it happen.
True.
But she doesn't want to get
treated. Her this challenge, though, this entire season.
Yeah.
I mean, like, she's really been through it. And emotionally, you could just see it on her face. Like, it was really draining her to be stuck with Zach. This challenge around, so
she's putting up. I give her a lot of credit for not only like still competing well, but also just like not
she's
breaking down. At least we haven't seen her break down.
And we have not. We really didn't.
She's a strong girl. She's proven a lot to me.
Yeah, and like you said, she's a decent competitor. I will agree with that.
Yeah, she's always made it past the halfway point every challenge. So.
Yeah,
she's one
like
to always
watch. Seen her, but yeah, you're right.
And she made it pretty far in seasons.
On what?
The Battle of the Seasons with her and Derek.
Oh, you're right.
They made it
right before the final. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, we get to Jordan and Sarah, and they go get like four balls.
Yeah.
Before they had to stop.
Yeah, their wires were
so they were told in the beginning that if the guy always has to go over the girl. If the guy goes under the girl, then their wires will be crossed and they have to undo it. And that's exactly what happened with Jordan and Sarah. So I feel like they could have won that challenge.
Yeah,
but
they could have.
He got their cords mixed up and they couldn't undo it in time.
Yeah. But, you know, everything happens for a reason, so.
So that would have been a, Yeah, so they really got gypped in that one. Cause I feel like they could have really done really well. And so in the end, Leroy and Nia wins because they had the fastest time out of everyone that had that got 10 balls.
Yeah.
So they win.
I totally thought Wes and Teresa was going to win that because I also thought Wes and Teresa were killing it. They were flying through it. It looked like.
Yeah. No, I just think that Nia's on play.
They knew they gave you enough fast points, Stefan, so they weren't even trying.
They were what?
They knew that they've already given you enough fantasy points, Stefan, so they weren't even trying.
Maybe, yeah. That's funny.
You don't have Nia, do you?
Yeah, I do have Nia on my team.
Damn.
Yeah, I know.
I think Morgan has Morgan.
You always have one half of the power couple every single week.
Yeah, I noticed that. If I always had at least
not
one half or both for the power couple and then at least always one for the dome. But this week I didn't have anyone in the dome. None of my team members were in the dome.
So we were 9-1,
and I was happy for them. So happy for them. They needed a win.
Seeing Jay and Jenna's face was that was kind of heartbreaking for me, but at the same time, it was kind of funny because this is kind of like you can't write a better script. And I liked how a lot of this stuff kind of happens. You know, it's like you want to see this out, you want to see this play out, and then it does play out exactly that way. So it's great that Leroy and I won this one. And the best clip that out of this entire episode was that dinner, that power couple dinner. And I'm not even talking about the West discussion. I'm talking about when Leroy
all
and I sit down, everyone gets
the fried
pizza,
chicken.
Or everyone gets like pizza.
I know that was a little weird.
Other type of meal. The two
and
black
also,
people.
And they get fried chicken.
They get fried
chicken. I'm not even going to comment on that because I don't want to.
That is a
people.
Little funny. But
it was pretty funny.
At least it's good protein.
I couldn't tell. I was like, who
that
organized that? What producer thought that would be a good idea?
Let's just give them fried chicken. I like that.
It'd been different if they gave that out to an earlier power couple, and then they also give it to Leroy and Nia. But no, this is the first time.
Yeah, everyone did have pizza or whatever, you know, pasta, something like that.
It was hysterical.
Yeah.
So that was my favorite moment.
That was,
and then my second favorite
moment. Zach's somewhat of apologies to Janae. I call BS on that.
It wasn't really an apology. It wasn't an apology, actually.
I was telling.
It did start it off.
I talked a little bit of challenge with Maureen yesterday, 2 days ago. Tuesday after my interview with Jason, and I said point blank, even though he's been giving himself a bad name this season, you know they're going to call him back. There's no way they won't bring him back.
Yeah,
well,
he wants
to come back, though.
That is true.
I don't think he wants to come back.
Media. Yeah. I guess we'll find out on the reunion what's his vibe is like.
Yeah.
Did he take it well?
He hasn't promoted this season at all. He hasn't tweeted about this season.
Yeah,
and
that's how he knew. Like,
took the MTV out of his name. So I don't know. He probably
he did.
Don't even want to come back.
Oh yeah. You know what? So
we'll see. I hope he doesn't
find out.
You
think you hope so?
Even though he was my last
to, like,
survivor on my fantasy team. It's all good though.
True.
Okay. So let's get into these power couple dinners. Okay, so first up was Jay and Jenna, or Zach and Janae. I don't know.
Yeah, Zach and Janae. He promised.
Leroy went into this dinner saying that he wants everyone to walk away feeling like they're his number one, and he wants to make deals with everyone, ensuring their safety for the weeks to come. And that's exactly what he did with Zach and Janae. They were like, okay, look, you guys are good with us. You can sleep easy tonight. We're not throwing you in. We want Jay and Jenna. And then Jay and Jenna comes over. And we were just like, I feel bad for him, but at the same time, it's like, I can't. But it's just a game, you know? So it's like,
yeah.
I understand
he
Leroy and I are feeling real salty, but at the same time, it's like, come on, dude. It's just a game. You're going to get thrown in anyway.
Roy Lee gets that. You know, that's one thing that Leroy understands. Like, I know I've heard him multiple times on, like, podcasts. Back when Brandon would have his, he'd be like, oh, if I'm lying with you, I'll stick with you, but if I have to later down the line like this later in the game, if I have to put you in, I will put you in.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So that's why I don't understand why he's taking it so, like, personal almost, you know?
Who?
So, Leroy.
Leroy.
Because he's, you know, and then
but you
so
know what it is
with
it
Weston.
Is because they could have really threw in Jordan and Sarah at the time, but that's a different situation.
Yeah, it was last week, so.
You know?
All right, so we get to Weston 3.
But I'm glad they didn't throw in Jay and Jenna. It would have been a waste.
All right, so we get to Weston Teresa, and you know, this conversation was very entertaining to me, but at the same time, I didn't fully get why Leroy thought this was a good idea.
What do you mean?
But it just goes to show how Wes is just amazing. Well, because
yeah,
for me, I would feel like I would send in Weston Teresa with no discussion because they're a much more superior team than Zach and John A.
Yeah.
You have, and
but,
then Jordan and Sarah also better. So why
yeah,
not? And you just make that deal.
He threw in Zach because he knew that it would be harder for him to go against Zach in elimination, which is true. Zach is a big guy. But no, it is kind of. Zach is way
the size when it came to this elimination was irrelevant.
True. But you know, that's just Leroy's words. That's what he gave in the deliberation. That's why
I'm just saying, like the team. You have to look at the team, and which team has the best chance at winning? Jordan, Sarah, and Weston Teresa are the two top teams right now. They have the best relationship, and they're just the better athletes as a whole.
Yeah.
So why not? Why pass up this opportunity? And then Wes's whole argument was to Leroy, from what we saw, was, okay, you want to be my number one. Well, why not take out my number one, and then you can be my number one? But I'm thinking, Leroy, you just made a great deal with Zach.
In Big Brother terms,
you,
Wes, in
why
Big
not?
Brother terms real
so
quick.
Weston.
Yeah.
I want to say, in Big Brother terms, Wes controlled Leroy's HOH.
What?
Wes, he basically ran Leroy's HOH week. Like, he told him who to put in, who to put on the block. And
that's what Leroy said. He said, like, you guys are a power couple.
Yeah. But Leroy also tweeted something out the night of, and he said Wes really didn't have that much control. Like, they already knew that they wanted Zach after talking.
So you go to the elimination. Zach and Janae go in. Obviously, they're so talky about it. It's funny how Zach is, you know, they're not giving up Wes's name and saying, like,
yeah,
you know, it's our
trying to keep
Zach,
it
like,
cool.
Wes told you guys to throw me in, whatnot. But, whatever. Zach and Janae going in. And I was actually excited about that, even though Zach's on my fantasy team. I wanted him to go in. And go home. So is Zach and John Avery Jordan is there. And the competition is like hitting, like taking this like sledgehammer and hitting like some like metal sled type thing to a certain point and then switching off with the girls and then letting them finish it off. So, and I'm thinking that maybe Zach got a chance here to redeem himself. But Jordan has pointed out that, you know, it's not how hard you hit or how much muscle you have. It's about the technique and efficiency, which makes a lot of sense because you can see the difference in the way Zach was hitting it and Jordan was hitting it. And so, like, what did you guys think of that elimination? Did you guys think that Zach and Janae were going to walk away with that one, or were you not surprised?
I remember somebody tweeted something, and I think you guys responded to it, one of you guys did, about somebody's like, oh, either Zach's a disgrace losing in a sledgehammer contest to one-armed man or something like that. Do either of you guys remember that tweet?
I don't remember that.
Like,
I don't think it was just, I don't know, it's just disgrace. So that's taking credit away from Jordan. I think Jordan said it was right.
Amazing.
You know, it's about the techniques. You know, not everything is about pure muscle.
Exactly. The way Zach was swinging the sledgehammer was just, it's kind of like he wasn't really going anywhere. And you would think
he would re-strategize his
whole message.
That's why I took him first overall.
And then we get to Jordan.
Jordan's very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Jordan also, he's done this before. You know, he worked with doing stuff like that. I don't know.
Right.
Something like that.
And Janae and Sarah, then Janae, of course, she tries to make up the slack.
She pretty much caught up.
She does really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She pretty much picked up Zach's slack, and she was like right. She was like closer to Sarah than what Zach was with Jordan, I believe.
Like, God, you gotta be embarrassing for Zach.
Yeah.
No wonder he had the
mental
way Jordan
was hitting
it
was good. Zach was doing way too much force. He was like really picking the sledgehammer up and like hitting it. That wasn't working.
It looked like it hurt the way he was doing it.
Yeah.
But, So, in the end, Zach and Janae got sent home, or sent to exile. And, I have mixed feelings about that. I wasn't a fan of either team, but I'm happy that we don't have to listen to Zach berate Janae I'm happy for Janae.
We might.
That she gets away, she gets far away from this guy.
Not for long, though. I mean, they're in exile.
Yeah, and they still have to face.
Yeah, a lot of people on, like, podcasts that I listen to are like, Johnny was probably very pissed to find out they were still in the game.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he just threw that thing. He's like, man, screw that. I'm going home. You guys aren't kidding here.
But you know what?
Do you guys have an
update? I kind of feel like it's different. I feel like
you
would probably want to still be there for the money. Have an update?
On an update on the XL?
Yeah, Johnny and Avery
lost
to Bananas and
Nani. Yeah, Bananas and Nani are still in it. They won against Johnny and Avery.
So Nani's still going strong for me.
Third
give me my little 10
this,
points.
Is this the third team they've taken out?
But this is Johnny Navy is their third
this
win.
This is 13, yeah, third win.
Wow.
Yeah, so you had AJ and Simone, Adam and Brittany, and then Johnny Navy.
I have her fantasy teams up. If you want me to like go through the list of who she left on each team, so then we got a little bit of time
left.
For my team, all I got left is Jordan and Leroy. Johnny's the next out. Morgan, all she has is Bananas, Sarah, and Jay. Stefan has freaking everybody. Wes, Nia, Teresa, and Jenna. And then you. Mm-hmm. You just lost Avery, and then Nani and Zach are exiled. So, and I told Wood about this, Stefan. If they have this twist in the future, I think whoever comes back from exile, we should give them bonus points and go for that.
True.
It's too late to do it now. But if there's an exile or Redemption Island next season or seasons to come, I think we should give them the team of them back bonus points.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, so I gotta tally up the points. I'm sucking right now. My team is just horrible. And so any final words for the challenge, as of last week,
Stefan has 400. You have 260, I have 235, and Morgan has 185.
Oh wow!
I'm down on my last shooting it through people. So that kind of sucks.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll find out the next couple episodes. Anything can happen, you know?
Yeah. We'll see.
Do you guys know they're coming in before the next challenge, the X-Cloud winners? Or are they going to come in after the elimination?
Mm-hmm. It seems like it will come before, you know?
I hope they just pop up in the final.
Because if that's the case, then that means...
like, damn.
Because Zach and John A still have to go against Bananas and Nani in order to have someone else, in order for a team to return. And they can't return at the end of the episode, because that means there'll be another dome before we see Zach and John A go against them. Yeah.
You think there's going to be 5 teams competing in the next challenge then?
I have a funny feeling we're going to see the Exile be in the dome at the beginning of the episode, and then Exile will be over. That's how I feel like. But I could be wrong.
We'll see. We have a few days. I like that. So this is like you said, Andrew, at the beginning of the show. This is a really good week on the reality television, and hopefully are you guys up for starting a Survivor discussion? I think the season could be good.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
Are you season? Yeah. I'm definitely glad I stayed interested in this Survivor. It's definitely a cool show. And I was telling my brother this the other day. I mean, thankfully we got the challenge back for another season. I just read today that Are You the One in the Challenge bulk I renewed. So, good
what
thing about that.
Wait, say that again? The challenge...
Yeah, and Are You the One?
Yes.
No,
thank
no
you.
We're not.
That is ever. But what about, you hear anything about the real world?
No, I haven't, unfortunately.
Scary. No, it is.
I was just saying, if the challenge are like real world ever, like, and
get canceled,
I know we'll have Survivor. I know we'll have Big Brother and Amazing Race.
But
I don't think
those
shows are
still not the same.
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
it's still not the same, but I think those
three
shows aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, Survivor's not going anywhere, but I'll feel bad for the Royals or the challenge if it ever gets canceled.
Yeah.
But
we'll
that's
see.
Good for the challenge.
We'll see. I think.
Yeah. I'm worried about the
good,
Royals.
Good.
They're not even getting
two
a
good
reunion.
Seasons.
Yeah.
2 good seasons. Well, Bruno said that in our interview. He said that the roommates are trying to pull together something and try and see if they can do a reunion.
Yeah, hopefully.
So, I don't know what's going to happen with that. We'll see, but...
I know. That's like, so bad. But you know what? The ratings have been less than 900,000 the last 2 weeks for both shows. Yeah, so that's not good either, but still, we still get a reunion. And it's a challenge.
Yep.
Because the challenge has gotten less ratings than the real world. It's actually been in like 700,000. Plus viewers.
That sucks. But what can you do?
Oh. Yeah, I know. It's the timing.
I mean, we're still gonna watch. We're still gonna talk about it. So.
Yeah, definitely.
It is. It is what it is.
Yeah. So I'm glad that at least the challenge got renewed. Now we just gotta work on the low road because
season 27, guys. I'm hoping it's a new concept. I would love.
Yeah,
to
a new concept would be nice. Or they finally
you
to really do a rookie versus veteran.
Yeah. Could you see them doing something that Survivor did, Brains versus Bronze or something like that? Do you think they'd be able to...
Hey, guys, we're running out of time. We're running out of time, so I'm just going to wrap this up real quick, and thanks, everyone, for listening to our challenge discussion. Go check out our blog, talkingrealitytv.blogspot.com. We just put up an interview with Bruno from The Real World. It's a great interview. Sounds like a great guy. Very
awesome.
Honest and didn't hold back, so it's a really great listen. And thanks Stefan and Andrew for joining me, and thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you guys later. Talk to you guys next week.
Alrighty. See you later.
Have a good weekend, guys.